We're talking about sewer stuff. I mean, how fun is that?
This is a meeting of the City Center Parking District Advisory Committee, November 22nd, 2011. Derek Toko, staff.
Tim Gross, Public Works Department.
Frank Geltner.
Bill Bain.
Mike Eastman, Streets Division.
Okay, the primary topic that we had on the agenda for today was the signage plan that Mike's put together, and in terms of just trying to kind of get that vetted with you guys, see if this is going the right direction. So, Mike, I just turn it over to you, I guess.
Okay. That's why I emailed it out, so we could all look at it.
I have seen that, but I don't remember where.
What I've got here is what's existing, because after the time intervening since the last meeting I was at, I had some uncertainty about exactly what we were settling on. I think we were settling on four-hour parking, or were we still at two-hour parking?
I think most of the downtown was still 2 hours, wasn't it?
Well, that's what it is now.
That's my record.
Yeah,
I would have to depend on our notes.
The original request asked for a variety of of times, and
there
I
were
we kind
some
of sorted
there
that
were
out
some 4 or 8 hours, but they weren't they were just certain specific sections.
And we talked about not doing the 8 hours.
I thought we went down to just 2 hour parking for loading zones, because then it could be used as a parking spot too, couldn't it? Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, well, loading zones is another whole issue, and I think one of the things we concluded was that the loading zones had come about for a particular reason at a particular time, and that in virtually every case, that original reason no longer existed. Mm-hmm. So we're going to rethink where loading zones made sense and go ahead and do some, but to be consistent, so that if there is a loading zone, it's a loading zone from 8 a.m. to noon or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and it's a specific time, like a 20-minute time or something like that. And maybe it isn't even necessary to call it a loading zone if you put a 20-minute time on it.
Okay. So you thought that's sort of different. Let's back up. That's the last thing I was The ordinance does and always has had a limit of 30 minutes on loading zones.
Okay, so it should be consistent, though.
But what the question was whether we wanted loading zones at all or just mark some parking spaces as 30
minutes.
Right,
that's where I was
next.
That's where I was going next.
Exactly.
Is that there?
Yeah. So
the last meeting I was at, you said get rid of all the loading zones.
That was my understanding, is that we had gotten to.
And that's fine. Let
me go and go next. Yeah, 30
minute 10, 20, 30 minute parking. Let's take an example. The Montessori school, they came to us asking for a loading zone or passenger loading zone. But when we looked at what they were actually looking for and how they would actually use it, a passenger loading zone wouldn't work because the driver wasn't going to remain at the wheel. Mm-hmm. Because you were talking about little kids, and they were going to get out of the car, they were going to take the kid inside, and then come back. So we made it a 10-minute parking.
You can do that.
So you have to.
The challenge.
Yeah, we have a couple of 10-minute parking.
This is where it becomes difficult. Is that say you have a stretch of space that's 20-minute parking, and I got somebody parked right in the middle, which doesn't allow my truck to pull up and unload anymore because there's somebody parking there, and they have to wait. That's where the loading zone works out, because nobody's parked in the loading zone unless they're literally unloading into the building.
Yeah.
That is
really
the only problem I could see being an issue, is that somebody parks there for 20 minutes and then you no longer have room to fit a semi-tractor trailer who's unloading cold goods into the restaurant. Mazatlan is an example.
Yeah. And here's the difficulty with making all of the loading zones consistent in terms of when they're active. The reason all the loading zones have different times is because those are the times that match when they need them. The alternative is to have it, you know, a loading zone all day or for a stretch of time that most of the time it's
8 to 5
just, you know,
during work hours, and then afterwards it's not.
Yeah, and they actually use it for
that's fine.
Half an hour yeah. out of the whole day.
Which is
once a week.
It would just fall in place with whatever the ordinance is on loading zones. It's 20 minutes or whatever you said it was.
Right.
30 minutes. 30
right.
Minutes.
What I'm saying is that if you have a loading zone 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and they actually use it for half an hour once a week, it's unavailable for any other use all that time.
Right.
And that's sort of the...
Removes it from the inventory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying not do that. I'm just saying... I'm sorry?
There are spots ever double marked, i.e., if... I think I remember the kite shop saying they wanted it like from 9 to 12. And so can it be one... that's how you would mark it. Loading zone 9 to 12, right?
Sure, that's...
Assuming then that it, the rest of the time it's by whatever the other signs say?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we do... We have had lots of those like
that. Well, I like that idea of the 30-minute because that way at least they're in use all the time. Mm-hmm. But do you limit it to loading? Or do you just say 30-minute?
Well, that's what we asked about, is if you eliminated the loading zones and you made it short-term parking, you have great problems if there's somebody parked there when they need to unload their truck.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you designated the loading zone,
it's and it's only
30
somebody
minutes.
Who's unloading during that time frame.
Automatically.
Now you can mark it as a loading zone from 9 to noon and from noon to 5, 20-minute parking. And you know, but it start getting very complex, you know, and how you mark.
Yeah, complexity is not the idea. We want to be as simple and direct, I think, as we can be.
I almost think you have the loading zones where you need them, you mark them, whatever time frames they need them, but then any time of timed parking that you have is consistent throughout the region.
Correct.
You know, and then that seems the most simplistic way to sign the whole area and provide consistency.
Even with a loading zone, if you've got UPSs there, then FedEx can't stop. So...
Yes. Yeah, but those are much more rare than somebody pulling in a vehicle and stopping for 20 minutes.
And for 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
And the likelihood of somebody being there when somebody unloads is pretty high in comparison to having two people unloading at the same time.
Well, the only thing that I'm aware of that has ever come up in our discussions was the kite shop in Mazatlan. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody else just handles it.
Well, we know that the hydroponic folks said, no, we don't want one anymore.
Yep.
Don't need one anymore.
No, where is this?
That's
the old...
is this on?
Well, yeah, across from West Coast Bank, across from the school district, hydroponic,
garden shop. Okay.
The old,
they don't want a loading zone.
The dealership or whatever.
That was put in one. Sunny's place was there.
Of limiting it, because we're going to run this by everybody.
Yep.
So I said we'd go for broke and then get reaction.
Yeah.
Meaning make it more available more times of the day to more people.
I think that's the idea, is we wanted to maximize the opportunity for people to use it. And I think leaving the vast majority of it at 2 hours is the way to go. And if you want to do some 4-hour on a specific area, that's fine too.
Well, the only people who gave us really, really hard and fast kind of direction were the people who had professional offices where their clients
needed more than two.
But I think the one, if I remember correctly, who wrote us that is no longer there. But I could be wrong.
Who's that?
That was a professional right across from Digital Diner. I can't remember what they did, but I remember I have all those.
Oh, there was it was a training.
Rehabilitation or something?
Yeah, a training at. Institute, but I'm not sure they're there anymore. I think the only other
is people parking their cars in areas for long term. I mean, is that really a chronic issue in this area?
No.
So why are we marking time parking at all then?
That was my starting point, and I said, why don't we just get rid of all the signs?
And why don't we get rid of the sign time, the timed parking? Because if there's not an issue with people parking their cars there for long duration,
well, then the question is, the employees will park in front of the businesses, and
that's their issue.
Well, I understand that, but I think
that's why we put all those 3 hours in IV.
I think the majority of the retailers would say, "No, you got to put a time limit on it. Otherwise, we get people."
We're talking about
all
a great
day.
Deal of time from public works and a great deal of expense to sign a bunch of stuff if it's not really necessary. And so, my theory is the least amount of signs, the better, because number one, it's clear, it's consistent, and we're not spending a lot of money signing it. So if we don't have an issue with timed parking where people are parking their vehicles there long term, I say we don't time it at all
until
somebody starts complaining. you know, and if somebody starts complaining, then maybe we just deal with the issues that are issues instead of having lots of signage.
Well, I think if you go back and look at the survey, the majority of people said it's got to be 2 hours for circulation.
Is that an impression or is that a reality?
It's probably an impression, but I think it wouldn't be very long. I used to have a retail storefront in that part of the town, and parking was one of the reasons we moved, frankly, because it was a very difficult thing. And to have made it no time limit at all would have just exacerbated the problem. Now, nature of the retail businesses, the nature of the whole commercial district has changed dramatically since my storefront was there.
Or little or no residential units on 101 proper.
It wasn't residential. It was the shopkeepers and their employees themselves. They do it to themselves unless you give them a reason not to. You put a 2-hour limit on it, that's a reason not to do it.
Yeah, I was thinking about where I mostly see that when we're trying to do work up there, we're trying to paint or something, and you know, you go out early in the morning and they're already parked there, and you know, and
well,
and they never move.
In the recent time,
down near Moby's.
In the recent time, mm-hmm. there hasn't been any enforcement. So.
Well, yeah, that's what I hear.
I mean, I don't think it's fair to judge the current.
Oh, but I'm not talking about recent.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
but on the other
the
hand,
last 5, 10, 30 years.
What he's bringing up is that without enforcement, it seems to work just fine, which is to say people are pretty much
They're not parking there more than 2 hours. Most cases.
Very, very few people. And I must admit, I was really surprised when I noticed that our friend in the bookstore no longer parks his car out in front.
He doesn't.
He solved his own problem.
He did.
And I thought, wow, that's interesting. And so that was the only sort of really dyed-in-the-wool person I thought we'd have to have trouble with.
But me too.
He made his own choice. So I think, are we able to offer alternate plans? You know, that our instinct is to go with, I think, what Tim is saying, and then let that be the reaction before we actually invest the money.
Yeah. Well, the
if
only
we
thing
have a problem, are we solving something that's not a problem? That's my question.
Well, let me just chime in, because I know that just from the police department, what Mark has talked to me about, because they have not enforced, and then they started to enforce, and there was an uproar, and then they stopped enforcing, and they've said, look, we need to get this resolved. We can't have signs saying that there's a limit, and then we don't enforce it. And so, and we had, when they started to enforce, we did get complaints. I had the barber there at the corner there just chew me out, because she got directed down to us, you know, when she got a parking ticket, because she was parked more than 2 hours on a timed 2 hours. So,
like, people don't want the timing then.
You know, I would
enforcing it anyway.
You know, I would suggest that if we're going to hold to signing, that we just look at the block adjacent to 101 and 101 proper, and then you get the second block removed, which is where the barber shop. You got the apartments up there. Just pull the signage off of that block, and that addresses the residential issue that's come up too, or the
sure.
they're concerned about. You know, the residents.
Well, that's kind of where I think we were 2 months ago was. Mm-hmm. Limited parking on 101,
and the block, and the side, you know, a block deep on the
side.
Block
either side.
Some of the
Lee yeah. block either side. Right?
Yep. Herbert.
How about Alder?
Actually, Lee is not now 2 hour parking on both sides.
It isn't on both sides. It is on one.
It is on the east or the northeast.
Well,
side.
Alder's that. The hydroponic shop said, pull it. They don't want it. And
well,
I don't see the bank needing it because they got their own lot.
Over 2 hours often.
Hmm?
You know, and right in front of Mazatlan there, you go to a restaurant or a bar,
yep.
you're over there 2 hours easy. You know, if I go to a restaurant with friends, I'm there for 2.5 hours. You know,
not in the middle of the day, though.
Not in the middle of the day. But are you timing it to our parking?
You're only doing it
9 to 5.
8 to 5. 8 to 5.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Well, I would say this, that our real problem is really neighbor to neighbor. Mm-hmm. It's whatever we do.
Usually is.
It is. It always is. They don't like it that someone gets away with. So if we make it no limit, there are people who are going to just take advantage, and that's just the way life is. And then they're going to look to the city to create some enforcement. So,
you pay to take them down, then you pay to put them back up.
It's cheap taking them down.
Well, I understand that, but...
compared to putting signs up.
But we're not going to have too many signs to put up.
So, maybe we approach it this way. What 101, I mean, there are a number of businesses that don't have any other option other than parking right in front of their businesses on 101. So, hold the 2 hours there.
Yeah.
On 101,
they have no other option.
There's no parking.
Like Red Lotus Music, there's no other place for them to park except right on the highway.
For their customers.
Yeah, so
just talking customers.
We're not talking
about the individuals that operate.
Yeah, no, we're talking about
the
customers.
Yeah. They can park around the corner in a no time zone.
Yeah. Right, but yeah, Red Lotus, any of those on that run.
So my other question then is, how about Alder Street,
the side street?
Okay.
Is there anything there
now? Let's look at Alder. Yes and no.
When you get in the adjacent street, because there's lots of parking when you get a block off.
Yeah, right. And it's diagonal. Yeah. And diagonal.
I don't see it either.
It becomes less of a quantity of space issue.
Well, I only ask the question because I want to know, is there a sign there now, Mike?
There's
north
side.
On the west side,
excuse me.
Yeah, it's actually
in front of the old city
northwest. No.
Nothing there.
There was nothing there.
How about alongside the school district?
And that's why I was hoping everybody would actually have these in front of them.
No. I trust you.
But
you know what you're looking at.
But we can't all look at it at once. It's all okay. Here's 101.
Yeah.
So here's the hydroponic shop we're talking about.
And a loading.
The loading zone that I think we're pretty clear about getting rid of.
Yep.
Okay. We have right there. In that same half a block, we have a two-hour parking. Across the street, in that same end of the block, we have a two-hour parking.
But there's probably no reason for either one of those.
I think there's quite a bit of turnover there.
Since we're focused on that, can we just make a decision about that?
That would be great.
And I would say that no parking signs on that street.
I would agree with you. I mean, that's... The business, and you're not going to have problems there. The hydroponic shop would love to see the signs go away, and I can't see the bank objecting. They have their own lot.
And I don't know if this, the residence that's up the hill from there, I don't know if it's the same owner now as when somebody bought it and did a bunch of work there, and they wanted to get rid of the two-hour parking at that time.
Okay. So, and that's fine. Very few visitors park that far away.
Yeah. Yep. I think you have a little bit of parking pressure down near 101, especially on the north side of that street.
Yeah,
but
there's hardly ever any
a little,
cars.
A little bit of pressure in half a block on one side.
That's not.
You still have plenty of room to.
That's not a reason to leave a sign.
So on.
Plus, getting rid of that loading zone is going to free up some spots for parking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now
moving along on Alder Street, on the other side of the highway.
Where are you
right
pointing?
By,
that's in front of KNPT.
Yes.
Yeah, and we got a note from him in that survey that we did, and he wanted to keep it essentially the way, what is it, 1 hour?
It's 2 hours.
Oh, it's 2 hours, yeah. But both sides of the street are almost always empty, except in the morning rush. There's never been a problem, I mean, at all, anywhere near there. So I would say... In our recommendation that's going out, that's a draft, we're getting rid of it. And then let them respond.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I think
okay.
Basically coming up with a proposal and then somebody
fight for. The 1 hour that you show there is the stuff that's on the highway in front of the bank.
That's correct. Those are still 1 hour. That goes back to, those are ones that weren't changed to 2 hours, 30 years ago.
To make those all consistent?
What do you think?
I would do consistent parking all in a doll down 101. Make it all 2 hour. Right down the whole stretch.
See, but that's a little south of the zone. Mm-hmm. And almost hardly ever you see any cars parked there. They do park there, but people know that it's so
you
close to the highway.
You don't get much long. It's, you really don't get.
Yeah,
nobody wants to park there for a long time.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of your car there, so why even have a sign?
There are numerous mirrors lost on those two slots.
I guess the advantage is, I mean, if 90% of everything on the Highway 101 is assigned at 2 hour, just do the whole thing at 2 hour, and then people mm-hmm. start to just, okay, if I'm parking on the highway, I'm
if I was going to have to add posts,
yeah,
you know,
on a sign plate yeah. Versus adding posts.
Because well, I can, some other 2 hour parking signs that I'm going to take down, I can go around the corner and put them up
posts.
There.
Yeah.
So can we systematically then move to the next section?
Okay.
So we're going to keep it in front of the bank.
And just go to 2 hour.
Okay.
Change it to 2 hour. Okay. Let's see.
These are our recommendations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
They get circulated.
On this same page, I have two loading zones.
One in front of the kite shop.
Yep.
So what are we going to do with that one?
Kind of corner across the street in front of Mazatlan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Keep well, those two?
I like the idea of the direction Tim was going with that 30-minute thing.
Yeah.
If you can make it work, I'd say let's go that way. Because, to be honest, that big delivery truck at Mazatlan isn't going to park in it anyway because it's too big.
Truth is, especially if you talk about UPS, where you see them parking is in no parking zones.
Yeah.
And I think they're generally left alone, or maybe they just don't get caught because mm-hmm.
they're
there very
fast
long.
Fast enough.
That those, and in fact, this one in front of the kite shop, I'm not sure how long that is anymore, because several years ago,
it's one and a half vehicles. It isn't a full two. It's longer than one.
Several years ago, but when we started becoming more aware and vigilant about the state requirement for no parking within 20 feet of a crosswalk.
Yes.
A big chunk of that loading zone disappeared.
So
they still use it for loading.
To maximize a spot mm-hmm. where you want it to be used outside of a loading zone period, say 9 to 12, mm-hmm. how would you sign that? What would it read?
Tell me again what your...
So in other words, the way it is often, it just says loading zones, it's useless.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think right now it has a time limit,
okay,
loading
so
zone. But what is it all the other times? Like I said earlier, and you said it's 2 hours.
It's whatever.
So then do they have to actually go find the other sign to figure out what it is right there?
Well, if you the clearest thing is if you have both signs on the same post.
Oh, okay.
One above the other. And the standard is to put the red one, the no, first.
Sure.
And then, you know, sometimes it's fairly clear that... that the whole block is 2 hours or something, because there's signs everywhere, and you just have a sign here, and back in the days when I hope we'll get back to where we can paint the curb green for loading zone, passenger loading zone, 10, 20, and 30 minute parking, helps define where that is.
I guess it's just working on it.
But the
master again today.
No, wait, you're saying that's a universal symbol, the coloring?
No, it's really not. What it is
there's no uniform.
Historically, when I started, you know, working for the city 36 years ago, it was a well established practice here that they would paint the curb green where there was a loading zone, passenger loading zone, 30 minute or shorter. Because they're all doing similar things. There was nothing in the law anyplace that said green curb means anything. By the same token, there was nothing in the law that said a yellow curb means anything, despite what people, you know, see a yellow curb and think it's no parking. It's usually because there's a fire hydrant there or some other reason.
There's some other law that says you can't park within
the red. But red does communicate something.
It's a fire zone.
Red's a fire zone, but that's only in the fire code.
Our code.
Oh,
it really wasn't designed for public streets.
You,
Yeah, but they enforce it designated by signage or
Well, there's a sign there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Plus, when Gary Firestone was here as city attorney and and codified all of the city ordinances, one of the things he included was specifying in the code that a yellow curb meant no parking. That is actually kind of handy. But he also specified that green means loading zone, which was great, except that then what do you do with passenger loading, 10, 20, and 30-minute parking? Well, he said white curb is passenger loading, which I guess is, you know, common at airports or something, but it's not practical for us.
How do you paint a curb white when the concrete's already white and I spray
Usually you paint it white because you want to cover up the yellow or the green or whatever because you changed the...
You can't use weathered gray or something?
Yeah. So what we're trying to go back to is taking that out of the ordinance, the green curve, so that we can paint it to help identify, catch the driver's attention.
But it's regulated by the signs.
Right. Yeah. And
we're
it's
not
a sign.
We're not going to go there. We're agreed, right? So we're not going to go back to an old color code. So what we're talking about here is...
We're talking about sign.
Can I propose that that particular sign be...
What about eliminating that? Do you guys want to propose to eliminate the loading zones?
Well, that's where I started, but I think there's some resistance to that. That's what I gathered.
I'm wondering, just to throw this out, because there's another aspect of those loading zones that's tough. That those lanes are narrow, and so you're actually using the Highway 101 for loading, and that's in, I think, somewhat dangerous.
What if all the loading zones are off the highway?
Off the highway?
So I was thinking maybe propose to eliminate them, and if there's pushback, then add them back on the side streets.
I go with
that's
that.
What I'm thinking.
I like that idea.
I like it.
It increases the level of
Yeah.
Individually like reevaluate them. And
my understanding is that the new appointee has expressed a desire to have a loading zone in the middle of the block in front of his surfboard shop. Now, that's fine, except that My experience, middle of the block doesn't work anywhere near as well as either leading or trailing.
How do we petition for loading zones now? How does somebody come in and say, I want a loading
zone?
They
just come in and say, we want a loading zone, and the city makes the decision whether or not to do it. Or
in general,
now
in terms of...
You initial it, Jim signs it.
I think we should get rid of them all right now and reevaluate them. At that point, I would never authorize something on Highway 101.
Well, I certainly can concur with that. I think taking the loading zones off of 101 makes all kinds of sense.
Yeah, State Highway Department probably love us for it.
Yeah. Yes, they will.
Yeah.
Of course, the comment was made once by another city center merchant. If ODOT wants the parking gone, it's about a 20-minute job for them, and they got a warehouse full of paint. So.
Okay. So, in terms of our initial proposal, we'll propose to eliminate them and see what people say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Not to say that we wouldn't allow loading zones, but we'll just reestablish them based on current need. Because right now it seems like a lot of these loading zones are not in
they
the
don't
places
have
they
a
probably
need.
Should be.
No,
and we're
going to
find out current need when they respond.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they can come back and say, well, I want a loading zone. Okay. Where? And we include that in our ultimate final... plan.
Sure.
Is maybe the loading zone literally moves to a different place. And we just say right out of the board, we're not going to allow loading zones on 101 as part of the initial proposal. And if they want a loading zone, we'll negotiate with them on a cross street someplace. That seems like it would make sense in a lot of people's minds.
Okay. So now we're on
Among other things, safety issue.
Yeah. Page 2.
Well, and it's not to say that they can't do loading out on 101 if they can find enough open parking spaces to do it. We're just not going to mark it.
I skipped.
You know, I mean, if they want to go and stop a truck there and unload, power to you if you got the space, but we're not going to
lower
mark
end
it
of
as
load,
loading
of
zone.
Herbert Street.
Makes sense to me.
Next.
Okay, Herbert Street downhill from Highway 101.
Well,
it's all 2 hour now, right?
Yes.
Is there a reason for that? There's tons of parking there.
Yeah.
The only time that it's full is Sunday morning for church.
And we don't have a time limit on it then.
Yeah, on Sunday, so. Yeah.
Except that you talk to the kite store person, she wants it 2 hours on Sunday, too, because she has customers on Sunday, and those people that go to church are taking all her parking.
That's right. I know that.
She'll tell you that.
If those people that are in church, I'd be shocked.
Sunday'd be a good time to park up on Highway 101.
Well, they are, but,
No. Yeah. Sunday'd be a good time to catch a spot right on Highway 101, right in front of her.
Yeah, right.
You know, normally, I try not to park on the highway because it's just too big a hassle.
It's scary.
You know, I'll go around.
It is.
You know,
I don't, unless I absolutely have to.
We were hoping Folta was open today, and so we,
There's something to be said about lifting those two-hour limits on the side streets to make it more attractive to people park there versus on the highway.
Yeah, I mean, that would draw them there.
That'll be. I would think would also be popular.
Well, let's make the recommendation that we drop it on the side streets.
I agree.
And we'll see what kind of pushback we get.
I'm liking this so far. Oh, okay, now there's one more here, and that is on 9th Street, right by La Roca.
Yank it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
it's all the time parking.
All that public
parking. Yeah, that one kind of.
There's lots of
I think the only person that wants to park there all day is.
Huge
is the owner
across the street.
Yeah, really, the parking constraints are right on.
Yeah, and
got a giant lot right across
and
the street.
And there,
is there anything on 9th between Alder and Herbert?
No.
Mm-mm. No, okay.
Nope. There's no parking on one side of the street. The other side of the street doesn't matter.
This lot, it's not marked now because that's another one of those things that got when we put up all the pretty posts and yanked signs down like crazy and. Not everything got put back up quite the way it was before.
What's that?
There was a 12-hour limit on that.
On the big lot?
On that big lot.
On the lot. There's a lot of people overnight parking there.
All of our lots, there's a blanket limit of 16 hours on all of the public parking lots, all the city parking lots.
And we don't sign for that.
So
that's just a code thing?
Yeah.
Could we put a sign right in the entrance of the parking lots that just says maximum 16-hour parking in this lot?
Gotcha.
One sign is all it would take.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess my question is...
I mean, it's enforceable anyway, but people would know.
It's not marked right now, but that one is 12 hours. I don't really see a big difference between 12 and 16. It'd be a lot easier to mark them all 16.
People won't park overnight. Isn't that ultimately what they're trying to do? So people aren't camping out in the parking lot.
Yeah, and that's just about all the parking that we get in that lot.
Say no overnight parking and call it done.
Yeah, there's a
sign how what you really are intending to do versus adding on to it.
From the residents, across west side of that street, I know they park there.
Yeah.
Seems the cabs. Do they leave their cabs there overnight, I think?
That's a permanent inventory location for the cab.
You know, they want that, they need to lease it from the city.
Yeah. Or 16 hours.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Darn right.
You can park your... If you live there, if you live in that apartment house...
Well, either no overnight or 16 hours is fine. It doesn't matter.
16 hours, you could still park overnight and not come remotely close to 16 hours.
Sure.
I mean, people can park in that lot overnight all they want.
You just can't park there. You just can't leave it there.
For 16 hours,
yeah,
or over a weekend, but if the intent is to not have overnight parking on our city lots,
then
so people are camping,
no
it should say
parking.
No overnight parking, and who cares how long they park during the daytime? If they want to go and go down the night beach and spend the day, and they come back and get their car.
Well,
6 o'clock
particularly
night,
since we've got the City Loop bus stops right there, and
people go to
focusing
work,
everything on that.
If it's the overnight parking, let's mark it no overnight parking. That's what we're going for.
I agree with you.
And then it would eliminate people parking cabs there overnight and parking trucks there overnight and using it for storing their large vehicles when they go home for the day and come back. And that's what people are probably doing.
That's what they do. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We used to have an auto dealership park their cars in the city lot in the last city I worked in. That's where they stockpile all their cars.
Yeah.
So
I'd have a little heartache over no overnight parking in any city lots because... That's the only place I have to park.
Yeah, but we're not talking about marking that.
Oh, okay.
Because it wouldn't work here because then you couldn't park police vehicles here or city vehicles here. I don't know how that applies.
I don't
want to
get into the history of parking.
There are all kinds of exceptions
at my house.
But, we're talking about that specific lot.
Talk to you about that later.
About that specific lot.
You just don't want to create any more impervious surface so that you don't have to... pay any more SDCs for impervious surface to the storm sewer system, right? I know you.
Is there a code against parking on your grass in front of your house?
Well, that's the city grass in front of my house.
So, you know, in that lot right across from La Roca,
yes,
there's at least one or two spots that have been parked in by the same car for years, because it's a car that leaks oil. Mm-hmm. And they base so the 16-hour rule, they're gone when they go to work, and when they come back from work, they park, and by the next morning, they're gone. So the 16-hour wouldn't affect them.
They're parking overnight, though.
Huh?
If we're talking about marking the city,
well, it depends whether you say 16 parking. Hours or overnight. No,
that's
parking.
Exactly right. Is that it depends on so what you want. If you're trying not to get people to park overnight in these lots.
To say no overnight parking.
No overnight parking. Yeah.
If you really, you don't want them to.
A 16-hour time limit makes no sense to me whatsoever. You know, I mean, if you're just trying to get the cars to rotate through, and he's parking in the same spot every day anyway, I mean, what's the purpose? You know.
Well, let's approach it a different way.
I think it's probably more towards abandoned.
You want to have parking there when you need parking, and you don't need parking at 2 o'clock in the morning. You need parking during the day.
Right.
So I don't. You know, what are we trying to?
It's a different issue.
It's totally, it's apples and oranges. Are we trying to enforce a code thing here in this discussion, or are we trying to solve a sign thing?
What do you want to do in that parking lot? A 16-hour time limit is
senseless.
See,
I don't think people there think that parking lot is anything but the city's to do with, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a public parking lot, but yeah. The city.
Separate issue. It's really not.
Yeah, it's totally separate.
It's not really a parking district issue so much. It's just a city issue.
Well, as long as the city's not restricting it such that it begins to impact the parking district, I think that's really.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about signage in the parking district, we need to talk about the whole district.
Well, I'd throw the sign in as part of this proposal. I mean, if we're doing the outreach, we might as well throw it in
absolutely,
here. You know?
Absolutely. Let him see what's being.
You want to be sensitive to the person who wants to park a car there overnight because you don't see it as a capacity problem.
Right.
Yeah. And is it an issue?
I'm kind of a different opinion. I think overnight parking is the problem. But
well, we put restrooms there, so it does make it convenient for somebody to do overnight. If we're going to put RV spaces in there, which is something we talked about as part of restriping, and we have restrooms convenient, I mean, I think it's a legit issue. Then
do we really want to promote somebody parking overnight there? Do we really want to promote somebody
keeping their
RV overnight?
If you're talking about RV staying overnight there, then you're talking about camping, which is a whole other.
I mean, what are we?
Whole other issue. Which
are we
is
dealing with something we shouldn't even touch right now and just forget about it and just leave it the way it is?
I'd be happy to just.
Maybe we don't. Yeah, maybe we don't
put the 12-hour back on there.
Yeah, maybe we don't put anything on there.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Just ponder that whole thing about.
Let it go then, and indicate. I think we need to put it in the recommendations that we recommend that no different in signage be placed on that parking lot at this point. I think we just need to say that.
The parking lot's in flux anyway. If they ever put that electric charging station in there,
they will. It's going to
change how that whole parking lot works anyway. And maybe we deal with it then.
Well, that and it gives us a chance to engage the cab company because I think if they're going to park their vehicles there for permanent storage, they need to get a lease from the city or find some other space.
Yeah, but right now they're not doing anything illegal.
You know,
I mean, they're within the full. I mean, that's the thing is that if that's how we feel, we just need to sign it differently because
I don't think they leave them for 12 hours.
Illegal at all. No more than Mr. Eastman's truck is in our parking lot.
If we really want to communicate to the people who do business in that neighborhood. And I don't know who's going to write this memo. Are you going to write it?
Yeah, the outreach letter. Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll have you write it, actually.
I would say that it would be good if they knew we spent a great deal of time talking about that parking lot.
Okay.
And that the subject of overnight came up, the number of hours, the fact that the electric charging station, therefore we just backed off for now. But they shouldn't think that it's not being discussed because that would be not true.
Well, because when the electric charging station goes in, that will trigger us to want to do an overlay in there, mm-hmm. Seal code in there.
I'll keep it general. I'll just say that there was a fair amount of discussion about what should have been done there and not get into some of the specific uses because otherwise that starts to generate questions. But no, that's a good point.
Okay.
So what else do we have?
It's reminding me of something else.
Time to wrap up the meeting.
Okay.
Probably.
So keeping the 2-hour parking on 101.
It's calendar.
North side of, yep. of 101 on Herbert?
Well, we're back.
What about the public lot in front of Digital Diner?
What did we decide there? That was the one that was 4 hours, wasn't it?
That's the one that was 1 hour.
I know, but that's the one they want us for.
I think they asked for two.
The hair salon.
We just changed it to two, right?
Yeah.
Or has it been changed?
I don't know if it's been changed, but...
I think they wanted some turnover in that public lot because of it's the number of businesses.
Yeah, I understand that, but it was 2 hours. 2 hours was not quite enough for the salon.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever once seen that lot full.
I've seen quite a few cars in there.
Well, I've seen lots of cars, but never full, not even close.
Yeah, I've never had trouble parking.
There's some modification being done to that when the little parklet thing.
And again, if it's ever full, if the parking lot is not maximized, there's no point in signing it because the turnover is there already. It's indicating that it's got enough turnover in the parking lot.
I think that's why they wanted four hours.
But why? I mean, the parking lot is not full. And so if I can
always
find a spot there.
Because if you took the time limit off entirely and you didn't enforce the time zone, I think the fear is that it would be plugged up all day long.
Right.
Now, that had to do, though, remember that the community college was right there.
Yeah, but they didn't have any input into this discussion.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is...
That might have been the people from the community college.
The people from the community college, students and whatnot, were plugging that lot. Mm-hmm. And they aren't there anymore.
Right.
That isn't a factor anymore. But, and so I think maybe you might be right. Take the time off and see what happens.
Well, that's it. Because
you can put...
It's not the do-all, end-all. If we take the time off and see how the thing functions.
Remember, see how it works?
All this is a draft. So let's go back to that principle. Okay, we're not... This isn't a final decision. We're waiting to see how they react. And so I think that's a good suggestion. Just no signage in there, and then...
Make a recommendation that the signage be removed, mm-hmm. and therefore no time limit in that particular okay. public lot.
Right.
That's the recommendation. Okay. See what kind of pushback.
Sounds good. I think we still have the north side of Herbert.
Here we go back here.
Between Truman Center
Mike,
and the digital.
Did you take the handicap sign down? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Got it the next day.
Excellent.
So it's the north side of Herbert.
So eliminate all the two-hour signs up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the time parking down again.
So basically, what we're talking about is just keeping two-hour parking consistent on Highway 101 proper, mm-hmm. and then pull all other signs and pull all the loading
That's
zones.
That's the recommendation.
As a recommendation, correct.
And we'll see what kind of kickback or feedback we get.
Really, the only place I can ever recall seeing parking issues is on 101 itself. In yeah. terms of competition yeah. for spaces. You yeah. start getting a block off, there's usually enough parking where you can always find a spot on any block
yeah.
within one block of Highway 101.
That hasn't always
almost
been
almost always.
That hasn't right always now. Been the case.
I right mean, now.
Before you got here, when the community college was there,
yeah,
it was a whole different
well,
scenario.
Well, and signing as a rule is fluid.
Sure.
You respond to the condition
to
at the moment.
It needs to be.
And if somebody puts in a huge business where there's a ton of parking constraint issues, in a year from now, we address it again and change it.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's easier to take signage away and make it more open than it is to go and restrict parking. You know,
simplifies so, simplifies the enforcement issue as well.
Yeah.
So I would appreciate what you said. The preamble is that in general, the principle we're using here. Mm-hmm.
Is less is better.
Less is better. That we're focusing strictly on the corridor and opening everything else up. That's what these recommendations are based on.
And it's much. It's very straightforward and not confusing mm-hmm. for people who aren't aware of how this all works. You know, people aren't hunting for a spot where they can park for more than, you know, two hours. All they have to do is get off of 101 and it's a done deal, basically.
The nature of the whole community has changed over years, but there are people who are still there, who've been there for a very long time, and they have a preconceived notion of what's going to happen and what isn't going to happen. So I think the idea of less is better, and let's see what happens.
If you have a major impact to your business 6 months from now or 2 months from now because you can't get enough people in because nobody's parking, we'll address it.
know, some people will come up with that as a reason when it isn't, as an excuse. You understand what I'm saying?
You know, it's the same thing that happens when somebody asks me to put up a speed limit sign. Okay, let's go up at the counter and find out what the speeds really are. And you go out and you track it, and if there's no indication that there's any kind of speeding issue, you don't put up the speed limit sign.
No.
And so if they're really concerned about how much parking we got, and I know it's a bad time of year to do that, man, we can track how many people are parked at different times of day and find out how many spaces are really available over the course of a certain amount of time.
Certainly.
It's not rocket science. But then we have real data to back up what we're talking about instead of preconceived ideas on how much parking is available.
Yep.
I don't think anybody's arguing that we have limited space on 101 itself. It's the adjacent blocks that really become the issue of contestation.
Well, it becomes issues all over the place. If you sign those other blocks that are off the street, that are off 101, then you have to enforce it. And if you enforce it, you're going to get pushback. Yeah. You're going to get a hell of a
pushback. We've been getting is that people didn't like the enforcement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
it's for their benefit. So.
Yeah, so. I think that.
Well,
makes
they
sense.
Want you to enforce against everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By
the way, what Tim said reminded me, and I don't feel this really strongly about this, but I appreciate that we painted a stop there at the corner of Herbert and 7th. Okay, when you're heading east,
big white intersection,
because you're coming up over that hill, but. But as it turns out, it's still a problem, because if you drive there sometimes, you'll see that it would be much safer if it said stop ahead when you're actually reaching the crest of the hill. Because right now, you're still having to stop real fast.
Oh, you don't think people are aware that it's coming and they're breaking too?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. So it's just a thought.
It's true you don't see it because of the curve of the hill until you're...
Yeah, currently
the deal is probably not till next year that we're going to do it because of planning.
No, it's fine. It's better than it was, for sure.
Maybe and put it on your
honestly, it would probably
checklist.
Work. I mean, we could put a stop ahead sign, but probably
they
on pavement would
the
be
pavement.
Yeah.
Paving would be better.
Yeah.
The paving would be the
because it's the same problem as the stop sign. It's
so far off the road you don't see it.
It's with the diagonal parking.
And put up a 60-inch stop sign.
I even drove through it one day.
Especially if there's a truck parked there on the right.
Do we have
how many years have I lived?
First, you know, when I stand at any stop sign, I watch people blow them. But
do we have completely add locations for the directional signage to the parking lot? There were two directional signs.
You know, I didn't do that in here, but I had I looked at
the wayfinding stuff.
Yeah, it's just parking lot this way. You know, kind
well,
of sign.
Yeah, the wayfinding project doesn't.
Doesn't
identify
lots.
With any. Well, it does. Doesn't necessarily deal with it the way I would deal with it, or in the places I would. It doesn't identify any directional signage towards parking lots at Herbert 101.
Right.
Other than I think right at that one parking lot.
We've got such a sign jungle on 101,
which is
one of the problems.
You know, well, actually, that one has a parking sign.
Worthwhile going and doing an inventory
I've identified
of what is on 101 and say, this isn't necessary, that's not necessary.
Yeah. Well, we're inking two of them off with the loading zones, so we're taking at least two signs down with the loading zones.
I think it's the directional sign that you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't know. I've never really gone down and written down what's all down there, and does it make sense to still be there?
Well, I have an inventory of our signs. Of course, most of the signs on the highway are
ODOTs.
I mean, we probably have them beat uptown with the parking signs. But
I found ODOT really. If they want us to move or change something that's not a regulatory sign, they're like, whatever you want. That's the last time I talked to them. You know, we moved the city limit sign. You're like, you tell me where you want it, we'll move it. And 2 weeks later, it was moved. Mm-hmm. You know, so if that's something we're concerned about as part of this process,
do they put any of city signs on their poles?
Yeah, anything on the highway right away is really theirs, isn't it?
Typically, no. But you know, I mean, sometimes we've.
Because that would really help if at that intersection, especially north and southbound. If there was a more prominent sign pointing at parking.
Are you talking about just the big standard P with the arrow?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, the one that people understand
We'll probably have an opportunity to talk about once that electric charging station goes in. We're probably going to want to have something up there too that. Because, I mean, it's going to be
is the that pretty much decided that the charging station will be there?
That, well, provided the city council buys off on it. We're already working on the lease
the
and all
location,
of that. That's the location they want.
But it's up to city council.
Yep.
To say yes.
That's the location that the it's called AeroVironment, the company that's installing these wants.
What's the city get from that?
5% of their annual revenue.
Oh boy, whoopee, 5%.
I have to look and see if that's typical of all leases. I suspect
it's
it is.
The problem they keep claiming how cheap it is to charge a car, so we make nothing out of that because it's only 5%.
That's more than we're making off the cabs right now.
Yeah, you're right.
I think there needs to be. A minimum.
See, Derek,
a threshold.
If you want to park overnight in the parking lot, they just got to get a permit. And we'll start making money off those cabs then.
It's 5% over the minimum. You get a minimum per month or per year or something or other, and then 5% over that.
So we really haven't come up with a resolution on directional signage in the 101.
Well, I have, for 101 and Herbert, I have, identified a couple of spots that we can probably
put them on.
Yeah.
Okay.
With existing posts. In fact, I think they're probably pretty much off of the highway right away and on ours.
Make that as part of the recommendation.
Yeah, I can add that in.
Okay.
Let's see. Just a note on a couple of those loading zones on 7th Street. Truman Center, I'll take that one down with glee because they had to have that, and they had to have it in the morning. And I think all their deliveries come in the afternoon. And they pretty much use it, and it's almost always got somebody parked in there all day. And I don't think I've ever seen it enforced, so I'll happily take that one down. That's all I'll say about it. I have no idea what they'll say about it. Well, the one I think you'll hear from is the one next to the plumbing shop.
Oh, they would load a lot there. Maybe we leave that one because
and
of the nature
more
of the
so
what,
they
yeah.
you know
no,
they
no,
have
they
a big
have
truck
a,
they feel
they
that
have
that's
more
a personal,
than one big
yeah,
they, truck.
That's true. They got a couple of good sized trucks, and they tend to.
But they have their own.
Think
lot.
Of that as a they have
yeah,
a little
they
lot
load
that
from
they
the
share. There.
They own that whole building.
Yeah, they actually load on the side there on 7th Street.
Mm-hmm.
They actually do. Which is where the loading zone is.
Right.
They tend to like to use that as their private parking spot as well. So that's an issue. I'm just saying that one's probably going to be an issue. And how legitimate it is for somebody to.
That's what we talked about.
Well, they always claim it first anyway. So
sure.
I don't think if we have no sign, it's not going to be a problem.
So just to kind of on the wrap up side of here, then Mike, could you? Here's what I was thinking. I can put together a letter, outreach letter, and I'm thinking we'll do a physical mailing on this to all of the affected businesses. Mm-hmm. And it'd be nice if we could include some maps. Mm-hmm. Might need to squeeze this down to maybe 3 pages that show where the signs are being like you're doing the X's. Mm-hmm. Maybe put just big red X's or whatever on each one.
That's what I was thinking to do. Yeah.
And then I'm thinking if I can get it on 2 sheets proper, so 4 pages total.
Okay.
We can work on that. See what
you do. I don't know if you express that principle. I don't know what the signs are going to do.
I think the graphic helps some folks so they can actually physically see. Okay, this is the sign in front of my business. That's why I think the graphic's beneficial.
And that's the one that's going away.
Right. So if we have it in graphic and text, I think we're covering all bases. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just to revisit now. Lee Street, are we extending that principle?
Out. Yep.
Yeah.
No,
keeping them on Highway
right.
101, taking them off on the side streets?
Yep.
Yep.
So what I can do is I can get that together. I can give them a reasonable amount of time to provide comments and then invite them to attend the city center meeting where we'll be talking about it. Would that seem reasonable?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then how about we work on that and then maybe we can confirm the next meeting date via email. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
And I did talk to Tom and let him know that he couldn't make today's meeting, but that I'd let him know when the next meeting is and that his application will go to City Council on the 5th of December. So he'd be confirmed on the 5th of December.
Oh, he hasn't already confirmed? I thought he was confirmed.
Mm-mm. We didn't get it in time to make the meeting on Monday.
Ah, okay.
By the way, I went to him personally. That's why he applied.
No, and that's perfect. I like it. I think the more stakeholders...
More the merrier.
From the current stakeholders. I mean, I'm not a current stakeholder. I just have a lot of understanding of it and a lot of knowledge about it and those kinds of things, and I have an interest in it. But I think it's important to have those stakeholders.
We didn't discuss this is right out on angle. Is that going to remain signed? Or is it not signed now?
Angle is not signed.
Anywhere, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so they only put signs out when they're having the farmer's market. That's the only time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'll email
something
I want to talk about.
One thing I hope that you'll put in there is that
which is something I want to talk about before they open up again next year.
Or comments related to the recommendations that they maybe do that in advance of the meeting.
Yeah.
Comments in advance, right?
Yeah. That's been a.
So
I'll send a draft out.
So this will be it'll go out. We'll see a draft. Then you'll send it to them by public mail, right?
Yep.
And then there will be a kind of a date specific?
Not the person who
reports. By which they provide either written comments or show up to discuss it with you guys.
And then will this come before a city council meeting?
No.
No, okay.
Nope.
Keep quiet.
No, this is just strictly between the businesses and the parking district.
Administrative.
Got it, okay.
All right.
Are we done?
Yep.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm going to go take my...